This is Nigel Tranter. Here is a most commendable and deeply researched account of the history and ongoing importance of North Queensferry from earliest Pictish times down to the building of the fourth rail and road bridges. And it is a most important and significant location, the first place in the 50-mile-long fourth estuary where a reliable crossing could be made other than by seagoing vessels, thus linking lowland Scotland with not only Fife and the Tay crossings, but with the central highlands and the north-eastern coastal areas. The very name tells its own story, Queen's Ferry, north and south. Here, Queen Margaret, second wife of Malcolm III, Canmore, she who all but single-handed changed Scotland's church from Celtic Columban tradition to Roman Catholic, established a regular ferry service of scows and barges to carry pilgrims and other travellers and their horses across the mile-wide gap, this to visit her especial shrine, the first stone-built abbey in Scotland, beside Malcolm's royal palace at Dunfermline, and then on to St. Andrews, which had become the ecclesiastical capital of the land. From then on, Queensferry featured continually and notably, for good and ill, in the nation's story. Here, Margaret's descendant, Alexander III, was ferried over one stormy night to fall to his death over a cliff at Kinghorn, leaving the Scots throne empty, save for the child Maid of Norway, who died, this producing the Wars of Independence, Bruce, Wallace, and the rest. Here, in the 16th century, an English fleet wrought havoc after being repulsed elsewhere. Here, Cromwell made his mark in his first attempt to conquer Scotland, and so on, up to the present day. All this is what comes to my mind when the name Queensferry is mentioned. Personally, I have a connection with the latest bridge, having founded and chaired the National Fourth Road Bridge Committee, which fought for and eventually gained this vital link in our roads network. I actually crossed to North Queensferry, up and down the suspension cables, before the carriageway was in place, this in the company of the late Willie Mellalees, Chief Constable of the Lothians. This introduction is but a brief tribute to what I hope will give many hours of interest and information.